Today I'm speaking from the University of Calgary, where we have been so comfortably housed and fed, and have had such enjoyable surroundings for our meeting. I would now call on Dr. W.R. Strauss, Vice President, Academic, University of Calgary.
Mr. Chairman, head table guests, friends from the United Kingdom and the United States, members of the Royal Astronomical Society, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've had a good time with us at the university. I think there has always been a sort of a kinship between the fields of study that astronomers devote themselves to and the universities and the various members of it. Of course, astronomy has had its good years and its bad years, and we remember before city lights came, when we were living in small villages looking at the stars, and we all knew what the stars were, not us ourselves, but our ancestors so many years ago. Astronomers were great, but we then got off into the pit that we call astrology, and I noticed that astrology is again becoming a little popular, but I'm sure not in these quarters. Then you'll remember... You had a good time 200 or 300 or 400 years ago when you were beginning to sort out the universe and the heavens and set the sun in its place and to decide which was going around which in the right place. And you remember how uncomfortable some of your great forebears were in your discipline. Some of them, I think, language and imprisonment, factories and management have been at the state. This time we're again in a great era of astronomy, a great era of the sciences of the outer spaces. And once more, the subject of your studies and disciplines, is a household word. All our kids know more about it than we do, I'm sure, should I speak for myself. So that now, again, the world in a way and everything that lies out of it is in your hands. I was delighted to see that you were turning this fine discipline and this high achievement in perfection and skill to even earthly ends in studying in the way that was described to us this afternoon the possibilities of the continents with themselves moving. I like to think that the university and you people will work together closely in the future, and I understand that our student body, which is a very lively student body indeed, has already got that building out there on rails so that they'll be able to devise continental ships for you night by night. Now, our university that we visited today and perhaps yesterday likes to have visitors in it. We'll have the Learned Society later this month, so that we'll have many thousands of people on our campus. We have one difficulty, and one of the members that here today described it to me. He was late to catch the bus and trying to find it. It seemed to disappear, as it were, into one of the holes on campus. We have, of course, we have to build so many buildings. We've discovered a new way of building buildings. We have a cheap way of digging the hole. We lift the sod and let the wind dig the hole for us. Now, just to say it again, I do hope that you enjoyed us. I can see some of the University of Calgary people here who have been with you today. And this is nice, and we certainly enjoyed you. Good luck to you. Thank you.